This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? I hope so. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, a21r.com, paul@a21r.com is my email address. I'll give that to you again, paul@a21r.com. The phone lines are open, actually, and they're functioning. Open and functioning. And the producers are telling me, yes, you can accept calls now. Anyway, so the telephone number for that is area code 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. For those of you that have Jerry Brown on your mind. Oh, Jerry Brown. You see, you know, when talk about an Obama legacy. Actually, Obama is a Jerry Brown legacy, and everybody. I mean, this is you know, it's kind of interesting, ladies and gentlemen, the power schemata that's going on right now in the world, in the One World Order, folks, and all the people that we deal with here on Agenda 21 Radio. Now, I know it's kind of interesting because getting into these conversations about, well, what kind of radio show do you have? I said, well, we talk about Agenda 21, and everybody looks like, what? I've heard of something like that. And interesting, I was making a minor presentation yesterday with a group of people. And I can tell you that 5 years ago, in front of that same group of folks, I could say, well, something about, well, what's your radio about? Well, it's about Agenda 21. And 5 years ago, there would be not one hand that would be raised because I asked the question. I said, how many of you know what Agenda 21 is about? And they all raise their hand. I'm like going, yeah, we've made progress. I know. I celebrate things in 5-year cycles, I guess. But we have. I mean, when we first started talking about United Nations Agenda 21, and by the way, other people before me, I mean, there's a whole host of people who right away outed this whole process as soon as Nancy Pelosi got up in the well of the House of Representatives and proposed the President's Council on Sustainability in October 1992, which was the certification, if you will, of the signing in agreement by George Bush the Older for United Nations Agenda 21, which was in June of 1992 in Rio de Janeiro, approving the plan. And then, of course, George Bush the Senior coming out saying, we want the United Nations to provide one world order government for all of humanity. I mean, that whole thing that he, that whole state, remember, he was the one who ushered that in publicly as the president. Because we have to move to one world order, right? No control over your destiny as an autonomous state. Now, this autonomous state business, nine yet, nada, not going to happen. That's no good, right? Everything should be turned over to the United Nations. One world government. Just like one world religion, right? Talked about that yesterday with Patrick Wood, who's talking about the Pope and moving everything into one world religion. One world order, governance, one world religion. Maybe that's why we're seeing such unification of the world religions right now, right? The Catholics calling in the Catholic Church by way of the Pope, anyway, bonding with Islam, which they've had a long relationship, Islam and the Catholic Church. I mean, that's been something that's legendary. People don't understand that, but that's exactly what's happened for years. And rightly so, St. Francis of Assisi, that was pointed out yesterday by Patrick Wood, trying to make peace and bring in the converts, if you will, of Islam to Catholicism. Now, the interesting thing that pops up, though, is that you have this one world order business developing by way of the grand plan of Agenda 21. And that's why when I asked the question yesterday, I was kind of really stunned by everybody raising their hand. I mean, and they had working knowledge of what Agenda 21 was all about and the plan itself, and realized this is the evil of this plan that we need to stop and we need to, you know, put an end to. Now, what the problem with, and what the biggest, I guess you would say, the enemy of converting and becoming one of these one world order countries, one world religions, is that they have this plan, and the plan involves a process, a systematic process by getting you into that one world order, one world religion schemata, falling into the trap, so to speak. Now, that's why a free and independent press is critically important now to call your attention to all the problems with one world order-ism, if you will. And so far, we've done a pretty good job at that, of disrupting their scheme and putting it back on its heels. And one of it was, of course, the election of Donald Trump. People said, enough. We don't want the overbearance of what we're seeing with one world government right now coming to your country, our country, and the problems that are associated with the wealth redistribution, the human redistribution around the world. Now, when I say human there, I'm talking about human wealth. No, I'm talking about human beings. You know, you have countries that are poor and you have countries that are rich. Now, this is what the one world order people want to do. They want to redistribute your wealth. But they also say, look, why should we do that? Let's bring poor people to wealthy countries. Let's do reverse redistribution of wealth. We'll do redistribution of humans. Hence, that's why I always say that they've gone really afoul in that process. And now what you have is nothing more than a scheme that involves slavery. Which, by the way, many of these countries that are involved in the United Nations Agenda 20 and been trying to foist it upon us have all been involved with slavery at some point in time. That's why I call this migration of humanity to the richer countries, from the poorer countries to the richer countries, which is what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. I call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. And the reason I do that is because the downstream events that take place from that. People are gathered up as immigrants, legal or illegal, and put into other countries, legal or illegal, doesn't matter. And then they need to be served. And that's money. Yeah, you want to bring them in, you know, your huddled masses. Little difference, though. The huddled masses, when they came here and went through Ellis Island, they had to fend for themselves. And there was a country there that was giving them the opportunity to do that. In this circumstance, it's the country who's offering up money for them to be here, resources for them to be here. But there's a price to be paid. And that price is to who brought you here. Those organizations are getting the payoff and the benefit of those humans being transferred from one place in the world to richer countries. We really see it here in this country. And they made plans for it big time. The President of the United States did, Barack Hussein Obama, in his last administration, for this displacement of immigrants coming to the United States of America. And he chose the religious organizations to do just that, to provide those services these people needed. And when they provide the services that these people need, well, there's money involved. Lots of money. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery, the end result of wealth redistribution of human beings. We'll stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We've talked many, many times on Agenda 21 Radio about the various personalities that are out there in our leadership group, and it's not gone unnoticed. At least, I mean, there's other people who say the same thing about some of the behavior patterns of some of our leaders, such as Barack Hussein Obama and Jerry Brown and others. And there's a wonderful, young lady. I don't know. She's younger than me, so she's a young lady. Anne Barnhart. If you ever heard of her, but she has a whole series of videos that are just very, very straight, blunt, and to the point about so many different things. And she produced one, and one of them is called Diabolical Narcissism. And I've gone through and edited certain portions of it to bring you what I think is some important information about who we're dealing with in some of these places. I think it's very important that we understand it. I just thought I'd bring it up because, you know, the more informed you are about these narcissistic personalities, which is really what we have a lot of, and of course, from narcissism springs so many other things. But I want to bring you this portion because I think this is important discussion pieces for everybody. From Anne Barnhart, and it's the final Anne Barnhart video is what the title of it is. And it's on her website. You can see the whole video. She puts these things out. They're like 3 hours long. So I've edited a section that I think is important for our discussion. And Anne Barnhart.
Sensitive, hypersensitive. In fact, will even concoct offenses where none is given, fantasizing about being offended even. Incapable of self-deprecation. Beware of someone who never ever jokes about themselves. That's a telltale signal too. Very pessimistic. Typically, in terms of the church and in terms of religions, you know, all religions outside of the church are false religions, but in terms of religion with a lowercase r, let's say, looking at liturgical fetishists, people like that, that's all a trait that goes with narcissism. Secretive, this is a derivative of grandiosity. They think that they are so important that, you know, oh, they have to keep all of everything secret and can't be open about anything because all of their affairs are of such enormous, desperate importance. Stinginess, most of these diabolical narcissists are absolute tightwads. Again, not psychologically normal. Self-contradictory, hypocritical. We'll get into this ad nauseum later in the presentation. This is huge. They are inveterate, facile liars. They will look you in the eye and with the utmost earnestness lie through their teeth over and over and over again, shamelessly, shamelessly. They don't care. They absolutely don't care that they're lying to you, and the rules do not apply.
Now, I want to stop here. We'll go through. I'm sure you're sitting here going, what in the world is this woman talking about? Where are we going, Paul? Well, you know, I think we need to have some discussion about, you know, these liars and all. And again, this is what's known as diabolical narcissism. And there's a whole list of traits, and this is what we're doing. We're running down the traits. And I stopped here at liars because this is important. But there's other things that she's going to bring out here that I think is going to blow your mind. It's, I mean, really. And, you know, so keep the open mind here. And word applies to people like Obama. Some of your former president, like Obama. And others, like Jerry Brown. Just, you know, keep an open mind as we have this discussion. I think it's important.
But, oh, brother, if you ever, if or you or anyone else ever tells them a lie, they'll come down on you like a ton of bricks. But they will lie to your face with the utmost facility. This is very, very interesting. They tend to hate their own, which even still, I have a difficult time getting my head around this. But you look throughout history and you see it over and over and over again.
As a not-for-profit, Golden One Credit Union is a little different.
You see it over and over and over again. Diabolical narcissists who hate their own people. Hitler, at the end, was just raging and raging against the German people for letting him down. Sadly, another great example of this right now in the church is Jorge Bergoglio, Pope Francis, who seems to be completely fine and even groveling to everyone except for Orthodox believing Catholics, for whom he has nothing but contempt. He's the perfect example of hating their own. Narcissists are masters of projection and gaslighting. Now, let's talk about what projection is. Projection is accusing others of having the character flaws and or committing the crimes that the diabolical narcissists are themselves committing. Does this sound familiar? Have you watched a political press conference lately? Have you noticed that all these politicians do is accuse other people of doing exactly the things that they're doing? That is projection. This is a key trait and tactic of diabolical narcissists. Gaslighting. I'm just quoting Wikipedia here because this is a very good and succinct description of what gaslighting is. Gaslighting is a form of mental abuse in which information is twisted or spun, selectively omitted to favor the abuser, or false information is presented with the intent of making victims doubt their own memory, perception, and sanity. Instances may range simply from the denial by an abuser that previous abusive incidents ever occurred, all the way up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. The genesis of the term is from a play that was then made into a movie, 1944, starring Ingrid Bergman, called Gaslight. The plot of this play is that there is a husband who is trying to drive his wife insane, presumably so that, I can't remember if he wants to institutionalize her and get rid of her, or if maybe he wants her to kill herself. I can't remember. I haven't seen the movie in a long time. But the key plot element in this movie is that he's doing things to change the level of the gaslight in the hall, in their home. And so, you know, she notices that the gaslight is getting brighter and dimmer, depending on certain things that are going on in the house. And she points this out, and her husband keeps telling her, no, 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 you're crazy. There's also an episode of Star Trek The Next Generation in which Captain Picard is abducted by Cardassians and is tortured. And the method of torture is that there are, I can't remember the number, there are four lights up on the ceiling. And the torturer keeps wanting Picard to say that there are, I believe, five lights. All you have to do, Picard, is say that there are five lights. And you see,
now, does any of this sound familiar to you, that maybe the government is doing this to you? There's only four lights, right? But no, there's five lights. Oh, maybe there's six lights. No, maybe there's three. Maybe there's no gas lights at all. Anyway, stay with us. It's more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. I don't know what to say. But I'm not gaslighting. but the government is. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition, and you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. Sign the petition.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Ally, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships, but we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Grab that music. Anyway, we're talking about gaslighting. We're talking about this Ann Barnhart and her diabolical narcissism discussion. And I bring it up because we live in an era of narcissists. And they are getting very diabolical. There's only five lights, right? No, there's four. Three, I don't know. How many do you already see here? How many? What about those gaslights? Gaslighting, a technique that narcissists use to, you know, make you think something different from reality. Now, I'm setting the stage. I mean, a lot, you guys know how to do these things. I'm setting the stage. I'm giving you a little bit of information, making you dangerous. As you point these, as you spot these things in the narcissistic Agenda 21, folks. who are gaslighting you to death as a technique now. See, so I want to get back to Ann Barnhart. We got a couple more minutes because obviously I'm leading up to something.
You're crazy. Of course there's five lights. Look, you're insane. You're crazy. And if he doesn't comply with this, he's beaten and so on and so forth. This is also a form of gaslighting, trying to convince somebody that they are crazy. Gaslighting by totalitarian governments. Okay, we are going to be taking several citations from the 45 declared goals of the communist takeover of America, which was read into the congressional record on January 10th, 1963. These are items 38 and 39 from the 45 declared goals of communism. Number 38. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. That's objective number 38. Objective number 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. This is going on right now, as we speak, in the United States of America. Legislation, well, not even legislation, what am I saying? Obama has just passed some, or just declared some executive edict that the FBI information, if somebody suspects, if someone accuses someone of being crazy or mentally ill, that information could be passed to the government and used in and of itself to, you know, deprive people of the right to own firearms. And it's going to get to the point where people are going to be, as they were in the Soviet Union, people are going to be declared mentally unfit or insane simply for not conforming to the agenda of Washington, D.C., specifically being an Orthodox believing Christian. For example, calling Bruce Jenner a man. If you call Bruce Jenner a man, you are crazy. You are mentally unstable. You must be put away for the protection of society. This is a form of gaslighting. Now, it's interesting, when diabolical narcissists run up against a person of sufficiently strong character that is keenly attuned to reality and is thus not susceptible to accusations of insanity, the diabolical narcissist then drops into a second and final form of gaslighting, accusing the victim of being a bad person. Public character assassination may then follow. Another example, going back to the Legion of Christ criminal organization that is currently infecting the church. When the founder of this criminal organization, this racketeering organization, a man named Marcel Maciel, Mexican priest, when people before he was exposed were desperately trying to whistleblow about this criminal organization, what the Legion of Christ did is that they would send out toadies to declare these people were either crazy or bad people and would character assassinate them. This is what the Clintons do, okay? Paula Jones was characterized by the Clinton machine as being crazy and then characterized as being a gold digger. They did the same thing to Monica Lewinsky. Not that I'm defending Monica Lewinsky, but she was characterized as being crazy and or...
So all of you taxpayers in California that are known as freeloaders... what a little gaslighting going on there by Jerry Brown, all of you freeloaders? You California taxpayers, you're freeloaders. I just had to say it. You know, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, in a speech in Orange County, there's a candidate running down there, I think, for a Phyllis seat or something. And in Orange County last week, Jerry Brown was talking to all those people that were complaining about his SB1 bill, which is the largest tax increase in California history. Billions of dollars, $5 billion a year or something like that, $50-some billion total. We're supposed to be all happy, like Jerry Brown's all happy that he got this bill passed. And, of course, everybody's afraid of being accused and, you know, all this whole, you know, what she's talking about there with mental health. Nobody wants to be one of those because the toadies are out there telling us that we're going to condemn you if you go against Jerry Brown. And that's what's happening in the halls of, you know, in Sacramento, especially to the Republicans that are there. What's left of the Republicans that are there is either assembly members or, see, get the whole thing here, the whole gaslighting behavior. They take it to the next level. And then if you are too strong to resist and you're resisting that, then they go after you in a different way. All of you freeloaders, you're supposed to feel, oh, my God, Jerry Brown, the governor called me. I think we're stronger than that collectively in California, right? So anyway, but, you know, we're all kind of wondering, how does this work for Jerry that he gets away with all this stuff? Well, the toadies come out. He calls the toadies. He calls the toadies on you. And freeloading runs supreme with Jerry Brown. That's really kind of what happens here. And it's something that a lot of people don't truly understand, but it is true. It's absolutely true what we're seeing here with Jerry Brown. Now, let me bring this so we understand the inner workings. And this is what I was talking about earlier. I almost kind of went crazy in the second hour on this one. I shouldn't have. Senator Jim Nielsen, 4th Senate District. This was a press release. I picked it up yesterday from a wonderful young lady. Her name was Sadie Foster from Mr. Nielsen. And press release, because we all want to know, how does Jerry do it? Because where does all the money get that he go when he gets it? Because it certainly doesn't go to infrastructure. We've already paid for infrastructure for California roads once with Jerry Brown, but he spent it. Where did it go? And why was there no oversight? What's wrong? Because the toadies are here. If you criticize, then boom, the toadies are out there. I mean, we see it all the time on our YouTube channels and everything else, on our Facebook. All these people just kind of going crazy. They don't like you, but call in the toadies. That's what they do. And Jerry Brown's got the best toadies around. Those that will come out and criticize you and condemn you and make you feel guilty because you're strong enough to say no. Niet, nein, nada. So I say no to these taxes, of course. But the toadies came in. And collectively, the state said yes. Well, so they say. We don't need no toadies. We need to recognize the toadies. We need to stop this totalitarianism. But we got to identify what we're stopping. That's why we're trying to help you, exceptional Americans, understand what's happening to you and around you. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Sign the petition. Northern California residents are calling upon local, state, and federal representatives to begin now making the necessary regional infrastructure improvements to facilitate the timely evacuation of our communities before the next natural disaster. The Oroville Dam crisis is the third natural disaster in recent decades that necessitated large-scale evacuations in our region. Evacuees were trapped by traffic bottlenecks, narrow stretches of Highway 65, flooded back roads, and the absence of posted evacuation routes. Each of these infrastructure failures can and should be fixed before the inevitable next evacuation is necessary. Please sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Petition. And you can do so by going to www.evacuationroads.com. That's www.evacuationroads.com. Sign the Infrastructure and Evacuation Improvements Improvements Petition, sign the petition.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
We've been talking about narcissism with Ann Barnhart, and Jerry Brown in particular. No narcissistic personality problems here, and no toadies coming in, right? So anyway, we're going to have this back up on the replay or on the podcast, so you can get this again. And we're not going to leave Ann out there in the cold. We'll bring her back in. Because, you know, got to warm you up, too. Anyway, but we're talking about this diversion of money that's going on by Jerry Brown and how he's done it. And, of course, the evidence is in by this press release, and we'll have the press release all posted up for you here about how Jerry does it. He basically gets the bill passed, gets a bill passed, and then in committee they rearrange how the dollars go. So you've got, by estimates here, $872 million of money that's going to be diverted from the taxes for the roads to other things, including things like $3.7 million to the DMV to pay for credit card transaction fees, $5 million to UC system, $635 million to transit and intercity rail. It's not roads. $18 million to the Warupa Area Recreation and Park District in Riverside County, $31 million for the operations and maintenance at parks. That's not what the bill's for. But you see how it plays. Now, of course, he's got people, places, and connections there that he's into. Okay, so yesterday I had the opportunity to go to Oroville and listen to Sheriff Honey, who, by the way, did a fantastic job. I was at the at a meeting of the Republican women, and I'm going to play a little bit for you to see if we can get this to play the right way. And this is actually a segment. I'm going to play his wife, who was there, who was a 911 operator, a dispatcher. And she was involved because she's a dispatcher with the sheriff's department. And she had some interesting things to say in terms of what happened that night. Get everything to play the right way here. I don't think I can get it to play here. Are we getting it? We're not getting it yet. Anyway. This is what happens when you use the raw footage off of your iPad that you recorded from. You get these kind of things. But I'm going to we're not going to get into that right now. We're going to process it properly and bring it to you. It's going to be out on YouTube. And I just want to tell you that my experience, and I relate a little bit to the sheriff yesterday. I actually thanked the sheriff on behalf of myself and I think 200 other thousand people. I'm not representing. I'm just saying that in the course of the conversation, it was very, very clear that his actions and pretty much his actions alone saved 200,000 lives that night. Because I don't think that had I think that if left alone, those people at the dam would have allowed the dam to fail. Well, unknowingly, or they were apoplectic about a decision, and they wouldn't have known what to do if the sheriff had not been around. There's no question about it. He knew what to do. Yeah, you bet. He knew what to do. It was final for him when he realized that there was a dangerous situation and lives, lots of lives, would be lost. And he made the command decision. And in his presentation, you'll hear it. He is very, very affirmative about what he did. And he does mention Bill Croyle having to make the decision to open up the floodgates and allow water to come down. Because remember what was happening was you had the water overtopping the dam, literally overtopping. And that's, you know, when you have overtopping, you have dam failure. And I don't care what anybody says. There's a lot of people that are out there saying, and I still see some of the videos popping up and these guys on YouTube and stuff. And listen, this is honest criticism here. We have people that are out of the area that are creating YouTube. Some are really, really good, excellent at it. By the way, they're spot on in their analysis. Some are just not. They're dreaming. And but I can tell you one thing, that had we lost the top part of that dam, 30 feet, and I was saying at the time 60 feet, but I was saying it was pretty obvious that that dam was overtopping, and the dam overtopping would have led to the destruction of the upper spillway, which would have carved out a crevasse that was huge. In fact, there was a carving out of a crevasse that was going back against the dam and that against the weir of the emergency spillway, and that's what was going to collapse and come apart. That's why they had to make the call. Now, and we'll explain that story at some other time, but they made the call, but what would have happened is that had that collapsed, the main spillway, main gates would have gone too. That would have been Katie bar the door for the whole dam. Inundation for vast amounts of Northern California would have occurred exactly as I described in the days of that happening. Exactly, no different. And yes, I was called a fearmonger this, fearmonger that. And I was absolutely 1,000% correct in my assessment. So all of you toadies out there that are toting for the governor, that were toting for the Department of Water Resources, I was right. Absolutely right in my assessment, spot on 100%. And you were wrong. You trolls, you toadies, we got you. We know who you are. At Agenda 21 Radio. I sound a little emotional because, you know what? It was my life on the line. I was one of those 200,000 that would have died that night. This is no drama here. This is real deal. This is my life. So when people want to diminish the events of what happened that night and diminish the so-called fear, you're creating fear, Paul. You're creating fear. No, I'm telling the truth, and it's fearful. There's a difference. When you're being told the truth and it's blunt and you have to react to change something or do something, it's spot on. That's what you do. And that's exactly what the sheriff did, who, by the way, was getting mountains of criticism in the days following, wasn't he? Mountains of criticism, not by me. But a lot of people were criticizing, including the governor's office. He couldn't quite understand what was going on. The governor, who never reacted, who kept himself entrenched where? Underneath his desk in the bowels of the Capitol. In the dark, deep bowels of the Capitol where all the cockroaches hang out. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Concern to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
We'd like to thank you for doing business with Deitch Insurance. We're running 56 years strong. On June 14th, we have a golf tournament coming up for the local youth. And in October, we have a shred day coming up at our office where our clients and invitees can have their valuable papers work shredded safely. Summertime can afford a lot of fun outdoor activities, such as off-roading with four-wheel vehicles, motorcycles. Please be sure to use your helmets. And when boating, double-check the lights on your boat and make sure you have adequate life vests. Our United Valley Insurance Services relationship allows us to be one of the 14th largest network of independent agents in the United States. Some of the companies we represent are Allied, Nationwide, Hartford, Fireman's Fund, California Insurance Group, Mercury, Liberty Mutual, as well as Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We have two additional sales agents can help with your challenges and needs relating to life and health, writing coverage correctly, competitive pricing, and always courteous customer service.
Deitch Insurance.
Since 1961, we're located on First Street in downtown Marysville.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
I'm responsible to the bigger picture. People talk about inconvenience. I know it's not just going to be an inconvenience for you. You're going to suffer.
Economy on planet Earth, the economic engine that keeps America growing.
And you're going to ruin it.
We're also the most ambitious laboratory for progressive policies.
Toadies to the rescue. Kevin De Leon. How appropriate. Yeah, it's a changing world, ladies and gentlemen, and stay tuned to catch the change on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio today. We've had a great time, and you know, for all of you narcissists out there, and listen, we don't want to cloud your thinking about what's really going on. But I hope you learned a few things today, ladies and gentlemen, because, you know, things are just starting to warm up, actually. They're just starting to warm up in the world of Agenda 21. Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul at a21r.com. That's paul at a21r.com. Or paul@agenda21radio.news. Either one, I'll get the information. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.